And remember, all week long, it's a special edition of Win Brooks Bucks. Because it's Victoria Clipper Week, where no matter what happens, win or lose, you get a special prize from Clipper Vacations.
Cool.
And Brooke is going for 30 wins in a row today.
Getting up there,
yeah,
Brooke.
That's not bad.
You're going to be playing Kim in Snohomish. What's up, Kim?
Hey, guys.
I'm going to let you know, Kim, I got a Hamilton hangover. I went and saw it last night, and I am...
Did you love that show?
Oh,
wasn't
it
so amazing?
So good.
Even if you didn't like it, are you allowed to say you didn't like it?
I don't think so.
I think if you go, you have to say you liked it.
Of the way I reacted. You cannot say anything
other than it was so good. Yeah. Like, it lives up to every single piece of hype.
Really?
And you won't find anybody in the world who says anything different.
Yeah.
No,
well,
they're not allowed to.
Go see it. You'll love it.
You'll
love it.
If you do, you're a horrible person.
That's what's crazy. It's like a rap opera.
Really bad rap. I've listened to a few of the songs.
My husband even liked it.
It's not that good, the songs.
It's a musical.
I know. I don't like musicals, though, so that's fine. It's my opinion.
It's not your thing,
I just don't like them. But anyway.
You can't not like it if you haven't seen it.
I've heard them, though.
No, it's not the same. Okay, I'm going to move.
See, I told you, you can't give your opinion about Hamilton unless it's saying it's amazing.
I hate you.
All right.
I hate you right now.
Brooke has left the studio. The door is closed. Kim, this is how the game works. You got 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know one, just say pass, and you have to beat Brooke outright to win. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right. Your time starts now. Who just became the first person in history to have their net worth go over $100 billion?
Oprah.
What's the number one energy source used in America?
Solar.
When referring to the magazine, what does GQ stand for?
Gentlemen.
What gym equipment was invented in prisons as a means of punishment?
Whips. No.
Sarah Jessica Parker is married to what actor?
Matthew Broderick.
10 people have died in the White House in its 218-year history. How many of them were presidents?
3.
Okay. We'll bring Brooke back in studio. I just want to know how you work out now.
Seriously.
What gym are you going to? All right. Don't talk more.
Home gym.
Okay. Brooke's about to put her headphones on, so don't talk more about that question. But
okay.
I really was intrigued by your answer.
That was great.
All right. Brooke back in studio with her headphones on. You ready?
Yes.
All right. Your time starts now. Who just became the first person in history to have their net worth go over $100 billion?
Jeff Bezos.
What's the number one energy source used in America?
Hydro.
When referring to the magazine, what does GQ stand for?
Pass.
What gym equipment was invented in prisons as a means of punishment?
Pass.
Sarah Jessica Parker is married to what actor?
Matthew.
10 people have died inside the White House in its 218-year history. How many of them were presidents?
0.
Okay. Let's send it on over to the scoreboard and see how you guys did with Jose.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is. Uh-oh. Guess what day it is.
Oh, well, I thought it was over. Kim, rough game. You got one correct, though.
Wow.
You're surprised that you got one correct. Brooke?
Yeah.
Same amount of questions? Also one correct.
Yeah.
Thank
you, Jeff Bezos.
Entertaining answers all around, though.
Thank God I didn't think of his last name to save my life.
Tie goes to the house, meaning you don't get the money, Kim, but let's go over the answers.
All right.
The first person to reach over $100 billion, Jeff Bezos. His net worth is currently $112 billion.
That must be hard. Yeah.
The number one energy source used in America, natural gas, 33%. Oil is second at 27%. When referring to the magazine GQ, it stands for Gentleman's Quarterly. What gym equipment was invented in prisons as a means of punishment? It's not whips.
She said Kim.
Whips. Well, what kind of gym are you working out at?
Yeah.
Dang,
yeah,
girl.
Just don't talk about it.
All right. Uh-huh. Treadmills is the answer there.
Oh.
Sarah Jessica Parker is married to Matthew Broderick.
Yeah.
10 people have died in the White House in its 218-year history. How many of them were presidents? 2. Mm. Zachary Taylor, stomach flu. William Henry Harrison, pneumonia.
Oh. Mm.
And Kim, you didn't get the money, but just for playing today, guess what? You won a Clipper Vacations getaway for 2 to Victoria, BC on the Clipper. Go to clippervacations.com for more information. Their spring sale is happening right now, so make sure you pack your whip in your bag and enjoy your trip to Whistler. We'll play Win Brooks Bucks same time tomorrow.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jewel in the mornings.